How do I become one of Jehovah's Witnesses? The steps needed to become one of Jehovah's Witnesses are described by Jesus and can be found at Matthew 28, 19 and 20. That passage outlines what a person needs to do to become a disciple of Christ, which involves speaking or bearing witness about Jehovah. Step 1. Learn what the Bible teaches. Jesus instructed his followers to make disciples, teaching them. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. The word translated disciple literally means a learner. The Bible, especially the teachings of Jesus Christ found there, contains the information you need in order to have a happy and fulfilling life. We are glad to help you learn what the Bible teaches by means of our free Bible study program. Step 2. Put what you learn into practice. Jesus said that those who learn must also observe all the things he commanded. Matthew 28:20. This means that your study of the Bible must be more than an intellectual exercise. It may call on you to make significant changes in your thinking and behavior. Those who observe Jesus' commands are then moved to make a personal decision to follow him by dedicating their lives to Jehovah God. Step 3. Get baptized. In the Bible, baptism is compared to a burial. It serves as a symbol of dying to a past course of life and beginning a new one. Your baptism, then, is a public acknowledgement that you have completed the first two steps described by Jesus and are asking God for a clean conscience. How will I know if I'm ready for baptism? Speak to the congregation elders. They will talk with you to ensure that you understand what is involved, are applying what you have learned, and have dedicated yourself to God of your own free will. Do these steps apply to children of witness parents? Yes. We raise our children in the discipline and admonition of Jehovah, just as the Bible commands. Ephesians 6:4. However, as they grow, they must make a personal decision to learn, accept, and apply what the Bible teaches before they can qualify for baptism. Ultimately, each person must make his own choice concerning worship.